Welcome to Grand Rapids Daily. It's Friday, and we are gearing up for the weekend with a look at some major infrastructure and transit developments shaping the city.
We definitely have a busy show today. But before we get to the news, if you are stepping out this morning, you will want to bundle up. We are looking at a pretty volatile spring transition across West Michigan.
That's right. Current temperatures are sitting at 37 degrees, but with the overcast skies and a steady north wind at 6 miles per hour, it feels closer to 33 out there.
And the forecast over the next 30 hours remains tricky. We will see temperatures climb into the mid-40s by this evening, bringing a 20% chance of light rain, but a cold air mass is pushing through overnight.
The National Weather Service is actually monitoring this closely with active hazardous weather outlooks. We could see that rain transition into snow showers early Saturday morning as temperatures drop to a low of 31 degrees.
It is classic Michigan weather, where April showers extend into early May snow. If you have already started your spring gardening, you will definitely want to take precautions tonight. Now, let's get into today's top stories. Today, we are taking a closer look at a major infrastructure debate brewing right here in Grand Rapids. There is a growing, organized movement to rethink one of the city's most prominent and dividing features, the U.S. 131 Highway. Specifically, we are talking about the segment of 131 that runs from 28th Street up to Wealthy Street. The Michigan Department of Transportation, or MDOT, has identified this stretch as a priority for study. The infrastructure is aging rapidly, traffic volumes are high, and there are serious safety and design concerns. Because MDOT is preparing for what will inevitably be a multi-million dollar renovation, local advocates are stepping in to ask a fundamental question. What if we don't just rebuild the highway? What if we remove it entirely and replace it with a low-speed green boulevard? That exact concept was the focus of the Reimagining U.S. 131 Community Idea Session, held on Thursday night. The event took place from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Eberhard Center on the GVSU downtown campus. And this wasn't just a casual town hall. It was a capstone project put together by GVSU students in a sustainable urban and regional planning class. They partnered with two significant nonprofits for this, Strong Towns and Imagine, the future Grand Rapids. The core argument presented by these groups is rooted in both history and modern urban economics. When U.S. 131 was originally constructed, it displaced established neighborhoods and created a massive physical barrier through the city. Advocates argue that replacing it with a boulevard would reconnect the street grid, drastically reduce noise and air pollution, and open up a significant amount of land for new housing and commercial development. It sounds like an urban planner's dream, but the immediate pushback from the public is entirely predictable. How do you handle the regional commuters? U.S. 131 is the primary high-speed north-south artery through West Michigan. If you convert that critical segment into a low-speed boulevard, where do all those cars go? That is the central hurdle. Proponents of the boulevard plan point to a concept known as traffic evaporation. They argue that high-speed traffic doesn't actually belong in a dense urban core, and that if you remove the highway, traffic naturally disperses across a reconnected grid of surface streets. People also adjust their routes, consolidate trips, or shift to public transit. Traffic evaporation is a well-documented phenomenon in urban planning, but it is a very hard sell to the general public. If you tell someone who commutes from Wyoming to downtown Grand Rapids every day that their highway is turning into a boulevard with stoplights, their immediate assumption is that they will be sitting in gridlock.
Exactly. But the counter-argument from the Strong Towns perspective is that the current setup is already failing us. We see massive bottlenecks on 131, frequent accidents, and the structural integrity of the highway itself is nearing the end of its lifespan. If the state has to spend hundreds of millions of dollars anyway, these advocates ask why we should invest in infrastructure that drains city wealth rather than building a corridor that generates tax revenue.
The Strong Towns philosophy is really central to this push. They frequently argue that highways in cities actually destroy the financial solvency of municipalities by paving over taxable land and creating dead zones that require massive public maintenance.
And we have seen other cities execute this successfully. Look at the Embarcadero in San Francisco or the removal of the Inner Loop in Rochester, New York.
Even closer to home, Detroit is currently moving forward with plans to remove I-375 and convert it into a surface street. It is not an unprecedented idea.
True, but those projects require immense political will. MDOT is fundamentally a highway department. Their traditional mandate revolves around level of service, essentially moving as many vehicles as efficiently as possible. Getting a state transportation department to sign off on a highway to boulevard conversion requires immense local consensus.
Which is exactly why community sessions like the one at GVSU are critical right now. They are trying to build grassroots support before MDOT finalizes its environmental and engineering studies. The fact that they are focusing specifically on the stretch from 28th Street to Wealthy Street is strategic. That corridor borders existing neighborhoods that could deeply benefit from being stitched back together.
There are also environmental factors to consider. The noise and particulate pollution generated by a major highway cutting through that corridor is significant. A boulevard with a lower speed limit, dedicated bus lanes, and protected pedestrian infrastructure could drastically alter the public health outcomes for residents living nearby.
Not to mention the potential for green infrastructure. A properly designed boulevard could incorporate bioswales and mature tree canopies to help manage stormwater runoff, which we know is an ongoing priority for the city given the recent investments in the Grand River watershed.
Of course, the economic hurdle remains massive. While a boulevard might spur private development along the corridor eventually, the initial demolition and reconstruction costs are staggering. The city and the state would likely need to secure federal grants aimed at reconnecting communities.
The federal funding mechanisms do exist right now, but the window is competitive. The decisions made about US 131 in the next few years will shape Grand Rapids for generations. It is a debate between prioritizing the convenience of driving through the city versus the quality of life for the people living in it.
It is a tough balancing act. We will be keeping a close eye on how MDOT responds to these community proposals as their feasibility studies progress.
All right, that is a massive project we will definitely be tracking. But for now, let's pivot and hit a few more local stories real quick.
Sounds good. We have some updates on other transportation and infrastructure developments around the city.
First up, the ongoing debate over bike infrastructure in Grand Rapids. While the city adopted a formal bicycle action plan back in 2019 and boasts over 80 miles of bike lanes, many residents are still frustrated by a lack of safe, connected routes.
A perfect example is the planned 2027 reconstruction of Wealthy Street in Easttown. A push to add protected bike lanes there is currently under review after local business owners pushed back heavily, citing the potential loss of crucial street parking.
It highlights the classic tension between improving urban mobility and maintaining convenience for local commerce. On the flip side, the Turner Avenue cycle track, finished in 2023, was recently recognized by the People for Bikes Coalition as one of the best new bike lanes in the country.
So the city has proven it can build great infrastructure, but retrofitting dense commercial corridors remains a major political challenge.
Next, some good news for anyone planning to attend events at the new Acrisure Amphitheater this summer. The Rapid is launching a pilot program to expand evening bus service hours on event nights. Starting May 15th, 13 different bus lines will operate out of Central Station, with a final pickup time extended to 11:20 p.m. on nights when the amphitheater is hosting a show. To support the downtown traffic further, the city is also rolling out a reimagined, more frequent downtown area shuttle, or DASH, pilot route starting May 4th. The expanded hours apply to most routes, though the Laker Line, Bulldog Line, and a couple of Walker Industrial routes are excluded. It will be a critical test to see if reliable transit can convince concertgoers to leave their cars at home.
That is going to wrap up today's episode of Grand Rapids Daily. As always, we appreciate you taking the time to get informed with us.
If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a rating or review. It really helps the show grow.
And remember, with those temperatures dropping tonight, take precautions if you have sensitive plants out and stay safe on the roads.
Have a great weekend, Grand Rapids. We will be back on Monday with more local news.